Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The DH, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty takes first base on ball four. Hendrick moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Johnson moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Stein reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Henderson scores. Orta moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is walked intentionally. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Spikes reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly throws the ball into Dent, who tags Ellis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Spikes scores. One out. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Dent reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick throws the ball into Duffy, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dent moves to third. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson is walked intentionally. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gossage now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis strikes out. 1 out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 3 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into center field. Henderson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Brohmer goes all the way around to score. Duffy moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning bunts towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May is hit by the pitch. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. May moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stein hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Downing and he is out. Orta applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Downing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.